Hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to include your opinion. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. And now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Education.
Education. Thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Winter.
Winter.
Okay. Oh, what
you.
Else?
And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
That's what you're doing. You know, I've lived here too many years, and and I don't know why anybody that lives in Minnesota myself, and I'm only 80 years old, so go ahead.
Okay. But if you had to choose, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Let's go with car emissions.
Car emissions, thank you. Just a moment. And using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Mining?
Well, yeah, sure.
How would you rate it? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. What about agriculture and farming? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
We'll go with fair.
Forest products?
For whom?
Forest products?
Good.
Good, thank you. What about refining?
Fair.
Fair. Electric utilities?
Fair.
And medical manufacturing?
Lousy. No, that's fair. That's fair. Okay.
Fair. Thank you. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies or groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
We'll go fair.
Mm-hmm. County land department?
Fair.
Forest and timber industries?
Go along with fair.
Mm-hmm. U.S. Forest Service?
Fair.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Fair.
Thank you very much. And how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too
important?
Somewhat
important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Hardly significant.
Did you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Yeah, that's okay.
Which one would you choose, more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Yes, fewer.
Oh, fewer. Thank you. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than in the 1970s?
No.
Is that a no fewer or more?
More.
One. Thank you. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes, to now.
Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
No, it does.
Thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes. No.
Oh, which one? No. Okay. Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
No.
And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, or wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use
yes.
as biofuels to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes, that would be nice.
Thank you. And do you feel it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
No.
Thank you. Now, I just want to take a few minutes before we continue. I want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. How much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members? Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota
yes.
state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor
yes.
component, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota
no.
state economy? So it would be major?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill this job?
Yes.
Is that a yes support or yes oppose?
Yes support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. A Wisconsin investment will fund the generation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies?
Yes. You've got to cut this thought.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. So is that a yes support or yes oppose?
Yes.
Yes support or yes oppose?
Yes support.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Yes.
Yes, support or yes, oppose?
Yes, support.
Okay, thank you. And get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Yeah.
Yeah, support or yes, suppose?
Yeah, we'll go along with it.
Thank you. Finally, the last few questions is about you and your household, and it is just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
What's the highest what?
The highest level of education that you have completed. What was that?
College.
College. Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. And what is your annual household income? Is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000?
I'm retired, but go over 50.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. And in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar profession, trade or business owner, white-collar professional, service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker.
Retired.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So we thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Okay. I think the people are nuts, but that's okay. Go ahead. No, questions are fantastic. But okay, anything else?
Nothing else. You're free now. So, thank you very much, sir. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Yes.
Goodbye. Yeah.